Thank you for holding. Is this Chad?
This is Hank.
Hi, Chad. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you?
She did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Not right now. I don't have any questions.
Okay. I just want to let you know, the major benefit to you in all this, Chad, is that we even have a listing available. I don't know if you've ever looked up HVAC contractors in your area, but there's a map that pops up and there's only 3 top recommended guys. As a Google partner, we only have 1 spot available within our company. They basically will just give us a list of the guys that they feel qualify for the placement, and then my reps like Tara, we call down the list, first come, first serve. So some of the companies that are there right now are like Miller Heating and Cooling. Have you ever heard of them?
I have.
Yeah. There's also Brown Heating and Air Conditioning and Sutton's Heating and Cooling. So we got 1 spot open. If we put you there, Comfort Heating and Cooling becomes a top recommended option for people in your area. I mean, they could call you directly right there off the first page. There's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees of any kind.
Okay.
So I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. So, you don't have a website?
Not yet, I don't. Like I said, we've only been in business for a year, right at a year actually, and I hadn't. I worked for Brown Heating and Cooling, or Brown Heating there for about 25 years.
Oh, no way.
And then went out on my own. But.
Wow. Well, it's crazy. Those guys don't even have a website.
Mm-mm. And they've been in business since 62
or
63.
Yeah, it says 60 plus years. They just have a call button. Sometimes it's like that, though. Guys don't care too much about having a website, especially in your industry.
Yeah.
The Google verification is really what you want, is because that just lets customers know that you're a trusted HVAC contractor. HVAC contractors get a bad rep sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So having that verification gives them a lot of peace of mind, and that's usually why most of the searches start and stop right here. But I would want you to have a site. I mean, Miller Heating and Cooling has one, and Sutton's used to have one. They're probably not going to be doing this anymore, though, Sutton's. I don't know if they're relocating or what the deal is, but I think that's the reason why we have the spot open. So it would just be an added tool. I wouldn't charge you anything for the site, especially you being a new business. Our interest is finding somebody to fill that first page placement, So if I can make that work on a month-to-month basis for you pricing-wise, I'll throw the website in there just as an added tool to give you a little boost since you won't have any, reviews or anything starting out. But what I was thinking is this. So there's a package here. It's called a Platinum Package Bundle. And it includes the site. It also includes Facebook ads and Bing first page placement. So you have a few different ways of generating leads there with the website included. Now this one, it's advertised at $4.99 per month for the HVAC category. But what I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can put a new in business credit in there. I could get the monthly cost down to just $2.99. So that way the business is looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis in order to solicit that space and generate those leads. The kind of service calls that you'd be getting, I don't know if you charge just to show up, but these other guys do, just to appear.
Yeah.
Not even touch anything, right? And that could be anywhere from, I've seen as low as 50, some are $100 just to show up, But I think the first job we get you, I think, should offset the cost and generate positive return on investment. And then obviously throughout the month, we want to get you as many job opportunities as we can. So that way you'd be willing to continue to use the service each month, you know? So we'll get in there with you and make sure it's working. You know, if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that at $299, it's a lot cheaper than what Brown's paying, I'll tell you that. For the same type of placement, and you'll have the website. I mean, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot on a month-to-month basis?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, as long as it's making money, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's month to month, so everybody that we work with, they're coming back on their own. They're not binded to a contract. I think that says a lot, you know. Smart business owners aren't going to pay for something that's not making them money. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Even if you leave us later, you'll still have all your reviews and you'll still stay Google verified for people to be able to find you online when they look up your name. So on the first page of Google, you could only have one number listed, Chad. Did you want to use this number that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, so 334-689-0638.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name?
Henderson.
Henderson?
Yeah.
Okay, is Chad short for anything, or is it just C-H-A-D?
It's actually short for Chadwick.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So C-H-A-D-W-I-C-K?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'll also send over an invoice receipt, so that way you could add it to the business expenses and write it off. Okay. What's your business email address?
It's comfort, H-V-A-C, 23, at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this back to you. ComfortHVAC23@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And now Google's going to send you this little postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
317.
Okay.
Cotton Hill, which is one word. Road.
I found it. 36027.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me update. Okay, and you have license and insurance?
I do. License, bonded, insured, all that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a form that you're going to have to fill out here and send it back in to us. It's called the Google verification form. All right. And then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me in the fulfillment of your campaign and building your website and everything. But if you want something done quickly, then you could just call directly.
Okay.
I'll be like the go-to for that, or if you want to make any changes to the site and stuff like that. So it's always good to have a quick point of contact there so you could focus on what's in front of you.
Is this something like where you could post photos and of like work and stuff like that too? Like, you know, some people do it on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, because we're gonna do a Facebook business profile for you as well, and we'll run ads through it. So I'm gonna send you the email address for that too. So let me make sure these both go through. Are you getting those text messages there?
I am, and I got an email.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, now that photos@localsplash.com is the email that you send it to, and then my direct number and extensions in there too. It should say, hi, this is John H.
Okay. Yes, it does.
All right, perfect. And then we're going to buy a domain name for you too. We're going to need the photos not just for Facebook, but for your Google business profile and for your website. So send in as many as you can. You know, I don't know if you're like family owned and operated, or if you have some guys working there, or if you got t-shirts or something, or you want to send something in to like brand the company, highly recommend it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you this form also for Google verification. That's the one I said I need you to put your license insurance in there. and this will go to Google. That's not going to be displayed to the general public. I won't display your address to the general public either, by the way, Chad. I'm going to hide that.
All right.
It'll still have city, state, and zip in there. But this information that they're asking for is just for Google to get. They're going to put a little badge and check mark. It'll say Google verified, and just lets the customers know we've already verified that you have license and insurance without having to actually give them everything. Yeah. Okay. Let me update. All right. Did you get that?
Yes.
Should be three text messages now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. They're also being sent over to your email, too. Everything I'll send text and email just to make sure you're getting it. And then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
We can put on there 7 to 5, but I mean, I do work later than that sometimes. So
I'll put emergency services available, like 7 to 5 Monday through Friday is traditional, and then emergency services available. That way, if it's after hours or in the weekend, you could charge a little extra.
That's right.
All right. And you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Right now, cash and check. We're actually working on the card thing. Should have it set up this week, hopefully.
Okay.
But yes, I am gonna take cards and stuff.
Okay. When you can accept card, you just shoot me a text and let me know, and I'll add that to the website. But as of right now, I'll hold off on it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, and then we're gonna want to interview you. The interview is to go over all the services you provide, the service area that you cover. That way, when the calls come in, we know that they looked up that service in order to get your information, and they had to be within this area. And then we're also going to ask you some questions to help us build your website for you. So client interviews are usually about 30 to 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window, though, in order to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
I'm actually wrapped up on a job today right now. Maybe tomorrow afternoon sometime.
Okay. I was going to say I have a 3 to 4 available today, but if you want to do tomorrow, I could do like 3 or 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6 in the afternoon. I could even do 1 o'clock.
Yeah, do the 4 to 5. Tomorrow.
4 to 5? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation about one, and then I'll text you about 1 hour before, just as a heads up.
Okay.
If something pops up in your schedule where you're too busy to do the client interview, just let me know, and then I can reschedule it. But I want to get this done as soon as possible. I mean, the sooner I get the client interview done, the sooner I could have you up and running and making some money.
Okay.
All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We can do it with card.
Okay, now is this card under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business. It's a company card. I mean, but it's got my name on it too, but it's actually a business account.
Gotcha. Okay. Chadwick Anderson. Does it say LLC or incorporated on it?
It does not. It just says Chadwick Henderson, then it says Comfort Heating and Cooling.
Okay. Update. Save. Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It's 4852.
4852.
60. Yeah, 4852. 6000.
6000.
0002.
0002.
9528.
9528. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It is 7/25.
7/25, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
968.
968, okay. And then I'm going to send over a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing, And I'm also going to walk you through this voice verification as an added form of protection. So if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
Right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Comfort Heating and Cooling.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Chadwick Henderson, and I'm owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're not saying that you got to cancel anything that you already have, or that there's anything that you can't do, but I tried to put you on a platinum package. Well, I did put you on a platinum package. So you have as many bells and whistles as I can cover that I've seen that you didn't already have. Okay, I tried to put it all into one, so that way we're like your one-stop shop for everything. What I want to avoid is we don't want to duplicate anything or have you pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just feel free to double check. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. Since we're starting everything from scratch, but it is a month-to-month agreement here, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 5th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. Again, that's the Platinum Package Bundle, so I've included the site at no additional cost. When the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the fifth day, but it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, it states you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, we'll part ways as friends, in quotes. Do you understand the service agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process your payment here. You're going to receive a confirmation text message and email. It's going to be loaded with information about what to expect. There's also a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app that you'll be able to download to your phone. It's a good little tool. We'll send you the username and password for it, and it'll allow you to track all your leads. You don't have somebody answering the phones for you, huh?
Not right now, I don't.
Okay. See, yeah, this is going to be a good tool for you because you'll get live calls, but if you miss the calls, and we know it's a lead, like they called you off of the first page of Google, maybe on their phone they pushed the call button, it'll actually record their conversation, and it'll save their information in that tracking system. So you could just go into that little app on your phone, and it'll still have their number in there and what they're looking for and if they left you a message. So that way you could really differentiate, you know, what's coming from this and what your personal calls are. And then, you know, you make sure you're not missing opportunities if you're currently working a job and somebody's calling you about a new opportunity. Also in that app, you could send them links to your Google Business profile when you've completed a job. You can just punch their number in there, and it'll send them a link, and it'll ask them to write a review, like give you a star rating and ask about their experience. So you'll have the ability to do that. It's almost like having a little secretary there in-house to help you out just through that app, make your life more convenient and a lot more cost-efficient than hiring somebody to do all that, you know. So it's a good little tool. But that concludes our initial setup process. So you're up and running. You should have the confirmation text message there. You got to sign off on that before the client interview tomorrow between 4 and 5. And then you also have that Google verification form that you got to fill out and send in, like, the license and insurance and paperwork. All right. Now, if you're having any trouble with any of this stuff, do not hesitate to call in, okay? You have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So, we got, like I said earlier, we got to make sure it's working. If you're not making money, we're not making money. So, you know, if you need help, don't hesitate to call in. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Chad. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock, okay?
Yes, sir, bud. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.